all, can you just talk about the Browns rewarding you and making you the, I think, the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL?
Yeah, it feels good. I think that's something we've talked about for a couple years, and it was sort of interesting, or probably not ironic, but right before I got hurt, they decided that they were ready to adjust my contract, do a market value adjustment for the last 2 years. And they didn't tell me yet, though. So then I ended up, they were going to tell me the Monday after I got hurt. So I get hurt, and then they waited a week to tell me. But I thought it was pretty cool that they followed through with what they were going to do in spite of, you know, having that season-ending injury.
What's it been like now for you, Joe, these past 2 or 3 weeks? You
know? Yeah. It was an interesting time because I got hurt, and then we played in London, so I didn't travel, so it just kind of felt like a strange week, you know, having surgery and everything. But then as soon as I got back, we were on the bye week, so it just felt like a bye week. And then this week, just getting back into the swing of things, coming out here Wednesday and Thursday, being part of practice and meetings, it felt nice sort of getting back into the swing of things and feeling like you're still part of the team even though you are injured and not playing the rest of the season.
Does that little bump in money kind of make you feel even more obligated to come back next year now or anything like that?
I don't know. I think, you know, in the end it'll be a decision based on am I feeling healthy, do I still love the game, and am I still playing well enough that somebody wants me. So I think I'm playing well enough, so that's not an issue. And I feel like I still love it, so I think it's just going to come down to does my body feel like it's okay to play another season going into my 12th year. And I think that's a decision that I'll tackle after the season's over in January and February. because I think if you try to make a big decision like that when you're in the middle of or right after a surgery, in the middle of a rehab process, I don't think you're in a clear-minded position to make such a large decision. And right in the middle of the season, I also think it's not fair to this team to have to answer those questions or even talk about it or make any news because, you know, as an injured player, I think it's important not to be a distraction to your team one way or the other. So for me, I think it's easy to just kind of push that decision off until I'm a little further down the rehab process and till after the season, and I think I've had time to sort of digest everything and sort of look at what the future holds.
Could these 8 weeks further whet your coaching appetite? I know you're not putting in the hours of a regular assistant coach.
Right. I think I've always had that passion for coaching, and it's only gotten stronger the further on in my career I've gotten. So I know the passion's there. I just am not sure the time commitment is something I'd be willing to accept right now. Certainly that could change, but I really respect and feel sorry for what these coaches have to do as far as the time away from their family and the commitment to this game from a meeting standpoint, from a game plan standpoint. It really is a monumental commitment beyond anything that any fan could really understand. So whether I'm ready for that part of it or not, I'm not sure, but certainly the passion for the teaching side of things is there.
Antonio said it's like any other Wednesday because you don't practice anyway.
Yeah, and Thursday, so yeah. I gave him some coaching points today, and he looked at me like, you don't know what you're talking about, old man. And I was like, all right, I'll fight you.
What can you do with your arm, and what is that?
You ready for it? Oh, you've seen it all. Now, I guess the rehab process for a tendon tear is very slow because you've got to wait about 12 weeks to let that tendon heal back to the bone before you can do really anything that loads that tendon with any weight. And since it's like your elbow, there's almost nothing you can do. You're basically the first 12 weeks just working on range of motion, just slowly getting a little bit more range of motion, just working on turning your wrist over, and that's it. And then after that tendon heals and you're sure that it's not going to detach from the bone again, then you can slowly start building the weight back up and trying to get your strength back. But it's like an Achilles tendon tear from what they've told me, and it's 6 to 9 months of significant rehab. So.
And is that a brace that just keeps it from overextending?
Yeah, so this basically is just a hinged brace that prevents me from bending it, because when you do this, you put more pressure on your tendon, and they don't want any pressure. They want it basically loose so that it can heal without having any tugging on it. And so this is just a brace they can start dialing in more degrees of motion. So every week you get another 5 degrees or whatever until you're about like here, until you have that full range of motion, and then that's about the time when you start working on the muscle.
Can you drive?
I can. So one-handed, and then kind of help a little bit with the other hand.
How about sleeping? Is sleeping difficult?
You know, the first week was really tough because I kind of had to – it was just uncomfortable, and I was in a lot of pain. But now I've sort of gotten used to kind of sleeping with this thing under a bunch of pillows and kind of half on my side, half on my back. So I've kind of gotten used to it.
I know on the conference call with us, you said that you thought the injury was just an accumulation of 10, 11 years.
Yep.
There's another school of thought, though, that the reduced practice, not just for you, but for others, there's been so many non-contact injuries this year around the league, at practice, a lot of them. Have you gotten any feedback from any professional that lends some expertise to that thought? Boy, players aren't hitting like they used to in practice, that when they're called on to hit, that's where some accidents happen.
Well, mine was a contact injury, so I don't know specifically about other injuries. I could see that, you know, maybe if you're practicing less, I've thought about that. You know, if you practice less, you're going to be fresher, and I think guys are faster. So the collisions are greater. And when you're not practicing as much at full speed, you're not as cautious with how you're throwing your body in there because you haven't done it as many times. And I think you're more apt to just throw yourself in there wildly or run sort of wildly out of control, because I remember back when we were doing 2-a-days, you just get beat so much down, and by the end of the season after practicing pads, you're beat down so much that you really don't have as much energy and you're much more sore and tired, that you can't create those bigger collisions. You can't run and cut with full speed as much in practice. So maybe that could sort of lead to some of it. I'm always curious that when people make statements about like, oh, there's more injuries now or there's less injuries than before the CBA, if there's statistics backing it up or if it's just the human nature to remember things in a certain manner different than they were, whether it be, oh, and people never got injured back then, or, man, they were a lot tougher back then, or, you know, people run the ball more, or whatever the you know, popular thing is to believe, if there's actually statistics behind it. And I don't know if there is, if you've got them or if there's just, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of things to sort of study. And I'm sure there's got to be somebody in the health and safety side of the NFL that's looking at those things. But certainly, I'm trying to think of.
Well, I mean, you guys got like 8 sports scientists on staff.
Yeah, I'll put that on their desk. I'll let them know that. Tony Grozzi's got a project for them. Give them something to do. Yeah, perfect.
Have you talked to anybody in the NFL who has torn a triceps tendon?
Yeah, actually, I talked to Kevin Mawai. He tore both of his. If you guys remember him, he was a great offensive center. And right when I had this happen, he messaged me on Twitter and said, hey, man, don't worry about it. You can come back from that. I tore both of them in back-to-back years. So this is a sort of a rare injury. They don't see a lot of these. Linemen, you know, power lifters, bodybuilders, those are sort of the only guys that put that much force into their elbows. But, you know, this to me, I'm 99.9% sure that this was an accumulation because of the way it started hurting, and it kept hurting and kept getting worse until it finally tore off.
Also, what? You felt pain and the pain just kept increasing?
Yeah, I wrote about it in that article with Monday Morning Quarterback, whereas, like, the beginning of the game, I couldn't really, like, push anybody. I couldn't. Every time I hit that arm, I just had a terrible sensation up the back of my arm, like your funny bone got hit. It was just a burning pain. And I was telling Joel, just complaining to him, like, man, my elbow hurts so much. I can't even really push on it. Like, I'm basically playing with one arm. And then, of course, when it happened, it was almost like a relief because I was in so much pain. And it was so hard to try to function with that arm that it was like, oh, I'm glad we finally figured out what this was. Like, thankfully, at least I can get it better now.
Whenever you were on an injury report, it was because of a knee.
Yeah, so this was something that had happened the week of, like the, in the game is what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you heard it weeks before that?
No. I mean, you go through soreness in an NFL season, but nothing out of the ordinary. And then that game, going through warm-ups and in that game, it was just pain.
Is there any specific advice to this injury that Mawai had for you? I mean, I know ACL.
He just said take it slow, really. You know, take it slow. It's going to take a long time to get your strength back. But basically the two things were you can come back from this and just take it slow.
He could play at a high level, too.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great career after that.
How long had he been playing before?
I don't remember. I don't think he told me, but you'd have to look that up.
When you say one of the factors in the decision to keep playing every year is how you're feeling?
Yeah.
Do you mean solely how the triceps recovers?
No, just my body, really. I mean, I've obviously had a lot of knee issues over the years and stuff that's not fixable at this point with modern medicine. So it's just sort of a matter of probably more of that than even the tricep, but obviously that'll the whole body will come into play when you make that decision.
And how about where the Browns are in their attempt to turn things around?
Yeah, I mean, I think that can factor into things. Like, you know, if I want to come back, if I can come back, you know, is it going to be for trying to pursue a championship, or are we trying to pursue a playoff berth, or are we trying to pursue a first pick overall? I mean, those are all things that are sort of that could play into that decision.
An unintended consequence of this injury is perhaps the idea that you're getting to experience what it would be like if you weren't playing anymore.
A little bit, yeah.
So is that, I mean, does that give you more data that you need to help you?
Yeah. You know, I think at this point in my career, I definitely still love the game, and I'm not ready to walk away from it healthy, you know, per se, but it's, to me, when I look at the three factors, like I mentioned, you know, are you playing well, are you healthy, and do you love it? To me, I feel like I was playing well, and I still loved it, and the question it's going to come down to is, am I feeling like, from a personal health standpoint, is it something that I can do for another year?
So you need all three boxes. All three boxes checked.
I would say so, yeah.
Coach your kids a lot about
hey, take it easy. They know, like, hey, sorry, can't pick you up.